Hour number three. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday night on Sportsline on WBAL. Talking a lot of baseball. We've talked draft. We've talked about a lot of things tonight. And right now we're going to talk some college football. And joining us right now, the head football coach at Towson University, Rob Ambrose, joins us. Coach, how are you?
Doing well, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How's practice going?
Cold and early. No, it's going quite well. We're now all the way boiled it down to our last week and putting some finishing touches on a very hard-working offseason.
And how hard has it been for the returners to get back to the grind? Is there a hangover from the sensational season last year and the run that was deep into the FCS postseason, the championship game?
Somebody told me that you can't be hungover if you don't stop drinking. And we were playing football all the way up until, you know, January, and we got back to campus and started working out again. So it's really like we haven't taken a break. We haven't missed a beat. The only thing that's missing is a large portion of our team. Our veteran, our leader aspect is just gone. And I think we all had a crash course in missing them.
Yeah. Are you looking for some new leaders right now as we speak? Can you become a leader in spring ball?
Oh, sure. Definitely. We break our team down into smaller teams and assign them team captains and coaches and make them responsible for their small groups to, you know, an attempt to boost responsibility, accountability, and leadership. So we've been doing this for a couple of years, and that guys just know it's their turn to step up. It's their time to lead. It's now their team. And there's some growing pains in that, but that's what spring's for.
And some new ball carriers, I imagine. You have a good group coming back, of course, but is anyone looking around for Terrence West to get in the end zone right now? I think he's due for a touchdown, I feel, already.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have him back. We were lucky enough to do some really good recruiting, and we picked up Darius Victor a year ago, who ended up being the CAA Offensive Rookie of the Year. And while he was backing up Terrence, he was learning, and he's going to start carrying the load. We got a transfer from Rutgers named Dante Ayres, who's been working out really well this spring. Then we got some young guys behind them at the different style of back. So, well, the cupboard's not bare at that position. What we're missing those five offensive linemen. We miss them greatly.
And they were such a big part. If anyone saw Towson play the last few years, how good of a group that was collectively and individually. Speaking of, before we get back to the spring game coming up and practice, I do want to mention this. There was a pro day at Towson, and it's not just Terrence. He's going to get a bulk of the attention. I want to ask you about Terrence, but a lot of players that were on your team last year, including a few of those offensive linemen, getting looks from the National Football League with the draft a few weeks away. How closely are you following it? Are you in contact with your former players? And how closely will you be watching the NFL draft in a few weeks?
I'll definitely be watching the draft. You know, the NFL is it's its own entity. It's an enigma. And I'll never forget some of the kids I had at UConn, and I thought my guys were going to go to this team. We're going to trade for this guy. The team that ended up signing him on draft day was a team that I had never even talked to. So, you know, they all have their own way of doing things. And we had 27 scouts or personnel directors or coaches from 22 teams. Mm. And a bunch of guys that I knew in the league said, Robbie, said, there's a bunch of 1A schools that don't get this many people. It just doesn't happen. And, you know, with team success comes individual accolades, and these guys have garnered a lot of respect. And, you know, Terrence is just one of them. I mean, we have the potential of having 5 to 7 guys in an NFL camp next year.
And that's incredible.
Now, you know, you can't guarantee that, but those numbers are real. That's not made up. And that just shows that the growth of the program, the direction of the administration, the hard work of these kids, the coaches, and what they've done in the name of Towson. But the building project's not done. You know, there's always more to be done.
The mind of Rob Ambrose right there. But 22 teams represented at a Towson University football pro day. That is unreal, Coach.
Well, that's with 63 scholarships. Imagine what we could do if we had 85.
That's a good point. Rob Ambrose with us here on WBAL. Coach, what about you this offseason? We talked to you a few days after you got back from the championship. I think you were going on a recruiting visit shortly thereafter, and there was that period which kind of was taken up by, I don't know, your team still playing. Did you have an offseason?
No, not really. Honestly, I can't tell you the number of times I had to make the phone call Sorry, I would love to be in your house having dinner tonight talking to you about, you know, the educational opportunities at Towson University, but we're busy trying to win a national championship and I can't come. And the kids that were excited about the fact that we couldn't come and that being the reason, those are the kids we ended up signing. Those are the kids that understand the bigger picture, that they didn't care about being told how great they were. They wanted to be associated with something that is great and that they can be a part of. So the recruiting was a blur. I got off the plane from Texas and I was in somebody's house that night, and hasn't really stopped since. But there's a window of time after the month of May, before July, the middle of July, where we will actually take some real time off. And I think we're all going to be surprised as to what that really is.
Rob Ambrose with us here on WBAL. And finally, Coach, you have the spring game coming up. What do you hope to accomplish in a spring game?
Well, you know, this year is going to be a little bit different than the years past. First, you know, a couple years ago, we had partnered with Maryland Food Bank, and that people had showed a lot of interest in coming watching a little bit of spring football. And, hey, people got to eat. So we decided people going to come. Let's bring some non-perishable food and try to help out. Now, somebody once told me that the food banks and the shelters, everybody volunteers at Thanksgiving and Christmas, but people got to eat all year long. So the goal was to get back in touch with them and restart a really good tradition, see if we can keep that going. But as far as the football experience, it's another chance for us to get better. We're limited on the offensive line right now. We got six, maybe eight heartbeats who can actually take snaps because of injury. So we're going to have to piece this one together, but it gives us one more opportunity to wear the pads, wear the helmets, and kind of kickstart our summer workout program to get ready for the season.
Tiger Bowl coming up Saturday at Johnny Unitas Field. And it should be a interesting day. Bring your non-perishable food items. 1 p.m. start time for the Towson football spring game as they start their quest to get right back to where they were 1 year ago, or actually really just a few months ago.
Just a few months ago. And, hey, the good stuff in life, it never ends.
It never ends. Rob Ambrose, thank you so much. Let's catch up soon. And when that vacation comes, please take it.
I'll take your advice this time, I promise.
That's Rob Ambrose. When we come back, we'll look back at a movie that was released 25 years ago today. That's coming up next.